Web Guy, as you know, I'm a big fan of beer, and I've even been known to occasionally take a traveller when I'm heading out on a Saturday night. Uh-huh. But probably on reflection, it's not that big a deal given the story you've seen online.
No, a traveller is an apt description. There's something about this story doesn't add up to me, though. We learned this week that a passenger flying out of Melbourne, heading for Perth, has checked in a can of beer into his...
Carton of beer?
No, one can.
One can.
One can as he's checked in, as he's checking baggage. And it was a Qantas flight. They took it. They accepted it. So there's photos floating around of this single can of beer with the, you know, the label they wrap around the handle of your suitcase?
Yeah, like a sticker thing, yeah?
Yeah, the sticker wrapped around the can. And then video of it coming off the carousel.
So you got suitcases with stickers on them, ribbons so you know which one it is, and then one can.
And actually the baggage handlers sent the can out first, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So I think they thought it was fairly funny by the looks of it, because the can came out first and was the only thing rolling around on the carousel for a little while before the rest of the luggage started coming out. Doesn't add up for mine. something sus going on. And one of the tip-offs that maybe something's amiss here is the guy who checked in the can of beer has done a bit of an interview for some online news stories, but has not revealed his identity. He wishes to remain nameless.
I have a feeling you are going to have an observation on this, that perhaps more than just a funny prank.
Well, it might just be that, because it is a standalone funny prank. But I kind of half almost hope that this is an employee of the beer company, because this is, you know, advertising in 2017.
What was the brand again?
Emu Export.
See, that beer has not sort of come to my mind before, but now if I see it again, I'll be like...
If you're looking for a traveller, you might reach for the Emu Export. Anyway, the guy who doesn't want us to know what his name is, he says, this is how he came up with the idea, he reckons. My mate works at the airport and we hatched the plan as a laugh. I half didn't expect it to come out the other end. He goes on, but when it did, it was sent out well in front of all the other luggage, so the baggage handlers obviously appreciated it. So why won't you tell us who you are? Is it because you work for Emu Export? Because, you know, all of a sudden pictures and videos of Emu are embedded into news stories all of a sudden. Well, you know, a couple at least anyway.
It's, if that's genius, if it is someone at the company. Have you ever had any bad experiences with packing stuff and the pressure of the cabin? And I guess it's different. Well, no, it wouldn't be different, would it? Whether it's in the cabin or underneath the plane. I've had a few toiletry bags and you open it up and the deodorant's just gone nuts because it's...
Really? No,
leaked
I haven't
out.
Seen
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Or little bottles of like shampoo or something will just leak because the bottle sort of expands. So
the only baggage story I have is the only trip I took to America. Somewhere along the line, I got my bag off a carousel in America, opened it up, and the whole bottom of the bag had been ripped out, and there was basically a note in there saying, "Yeah, we went through your suitcase. And we've gone to town on it." This was after 9/11, and yeah, apparently they can do that, just rifle through and cut the bottom out. It was sort of not a proper suitcase. It's only a cheap bag. Maybe it looks sus. They cut the bottom out of it and just left it loose, obviously checking, you know, if there's any little cavities or anything. And I didn't even really mind. I thought, yeah, no, that's all right. Like, I'd rather everyone just, you know,
was there a,
dot the I's, cross
the T's.
Is there
an apology or...
Well, it's not an apology.
Did they give you a voucher to get a new bag? Or?
Oh, hell no. No, what? just a note explaining, yeah, we went to town on your bag to make sure there was no bombs in there. Regards.
Was the phrase "went to town" used?
No, no, I'm paraphrasing.
So you didn't have a problem with that. So they've gone through. Guess your smalls.
Yeah, everything was in disarray.
passport was in there, or did you have that on you?
No, I think I had that on me.
Yeah, yeah.
But just clothes and stuff, and the actual bag was damaged. But yeah, I mean, I want them working really hard to find any possible
But buy weapons. A new bag. They need to buy a new bag.
Far worse victims in the war on terror than me and my slightly damaged bag.
What do you reckon? Do you think this beer, it could have started as an advertisement, a clever online advertisement, but do you think this beer thing could be a trend where we've seen, I'm trying to think of other things, like putting a Lego man all around the world and taking photos and other trends we've talked about of photos of certain body parts.
If it isn't an emu export stunt, well, then they should be getting on board with it ASAP because, yeah, like, where's the funniest spot you can get? You can snap a photo of a can of emu. They should be right onto it. Newsman time, we touch on fashion, I think, on the One Newsman and a Web Guy show.
I don't have much fashion sense, really. As you can see, you look like you're a bit of a got a hipster fashion about you, Web Guy. Would that be a fair description, or
complete misrepresentation? Borderline defamation.
Right. Oh, sorry. I'm sort of going the accountant look at the moment today.
Yeah.
Black pants, black jumper, shirt underneath.
Yeah, fairly straightforward. I don't think fashion is a big part of either of our lives.
No.
I think you could probably safely say that.
But it should be, perhaps.
It should be. News out this week about what our clothes are actually saying about us. And it's a lot, apparently.
Now, can you expand on this? Sounds like the author of this article, or the person interviewed, really discovered some pretty amazing things through a job interview.
Yeah, yep. She has become a fashion stylist after she didn't get the job she was going for, but the company she was interviewing with just gave her another job, found her a job, basically, because they said they wanted their business to look like her. They liked how she looked.
That's impressive. I've gone for a lot of jobs and missed out. I think I know why.
I've never heard that sentence uttered to me in all my life. So she's really, that was a watershed moment for her, and she understood the importance of fashion, often overlooked, especially, no, I'm not going to generalise, let's leave it at that. What she's worked out is the subliminal messaging that our clothes send to the people we meet. How about that?
Mm. Yeah, I guess, I think I definitely make first impressions on someone, generally if it's just your average sort of garb, I won't make too many assumptions. But if someone's super stylish or someone's super daggy, I'll make assumptions.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do it probably even without thinking about it a lot of the time. And she says, look, it's not fair that we should get judged by the clothes we're wearing, but we do. So knowing that, there's some helpful things we should know. She in this story this week is talking about colour psychology.
Okay, so breaking it down to...
Yeah, what the colour you wear, what that says to other people. What's your favourite colour to wear?
I generally wear a lot of black to work because no nonsense and can put any shirt underneath, basically. And it matches. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, well, that's completely fine. Valid reason. But do you want to know what the fashion stylist says about black?
Yeah, please do. Or don't I?
Well, here we go. I'll hit you with it. This is what she says. If you wear head-to-toe black in the one fabric, it's going to suggest that you are very safe. That could be. That's probably a good thing. And perhaps lazy.
Well, I sort of explained it right there, didn't I?
You pretty much admitted to that up front. She goes on, because you went to no effort in your appearance. So black subliminally tells people, nah, this person's gone to no effort. Not the end of the world, though. She's got a suggestion for you, Marcus. Mix up the fabrics.
Right.
Okay? So all the same colour, but not the same fabric. So she says leather and lace send one message, probably not the message you want to be sending at the workplace, while wool or tweed send another. So is she saying we're all four? Tweed and lace and leather and wool?
Did I mention my whole outfit is made of leather? So, yeah, next time just the leather pants and the lace top is better for work next week.
Oh, man. You're going to come to work looking like a horror show if you actually follow this advice. Let's just look at a couple of other colours. Blue.
You got a bit of blue on today.
Well, it's that thing. What's your favourite colour? Probably people start asking that question once you get older than 12.
But, yeah.
But, you know, I probably would have thought blue is probably my favourite colour if I had to pick one. She says, I'm not alone. Blue is universally people's favourite colour. If you're going to a job interview that requires you to be trustworthy and responsible, someone who can take charge, wear a dark blue. So this is interesting. Never thought of this. This is why lots of police uniforms are dark blue. They subconsciously suggest trustworthiness. So interesting. I never thought about police and blue, but fair point.
Yeah. The Aussies cops are blue. England, they white shirts, but blue jackets.
There's got to be some blue in there, doesn't it?
Trustworthy, okay. I trust you on this.
Yes.
You're reading it, I trust you.
Yes.
It's the blue.
But here's a tweak on the blue. If you're going for a more creative, ideas-based role, go for light blue. Apparently this suggests open sky and open seas. The possibilities are limitless. Mm-hmm. So you wear light blue, and she reckons people automatically think you're more open-minded.
You're trustworthy, but probably need to lighten up on the blue.
Yeah, start using a lighter blue, a lighter shade of blue. You're wearing a light blue shirt.
Hmm. Creative and boring and lazy. Good.
All right, last one. Red.
Red. I have never come to work in red.
Bold choice, isn't it?
Hmm. I think this one might be more for women, but as you said, let's not pigeonhole. But yeah, red, pretty bold.
Yeah, I think we all know there's something about red, and this is what she says. It's always an aggressive colour. It's going to force attention. So it's a look at me colour, I think, is what she's saying. Now, apparently...
You're going to mention the study, I'm guessing.
Scientific study of science, where they put people in different coloured T-shirts, green, yellow, red, and paraded them in front of apes. They used apes because apes are pretty close to humans in DNA. The apes were very suspicious of the people wearing red, too confronting. So they wouldn't accept food from anyone wearing red, but they would from people in green and yellow.
Couldn't that just be that naturally apes just wouldn't see that much red getting around the jungle? Anyway, yeah, she's got a point there.
But, I mean, bulls don't like red. Or do they love red? I'm not sure. What is it about the red rag that makes a bull charge for it?
I don't know. Are they colourblind or something, and that's the only one that really sticks out to them? Or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to Google that once we're finished here.
Red fire trucks?
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, what that would make sense. Everyone needs to know when a fire truck's coming through. As if the size of it and the sound of it wasn't enough, it's got to be painted bright red, draw attention.
This is an interesting study and article, though. Do you think you'll change what you wear or think about it or even reflect on what people are wearing when you come across them at work?
No, probably not. My really only thought is... I can't help but think that, yeah, if you're going to get a Ferrari, you really should make it a red one, which everyone does. I mean, have you ever seen a red Ferrari?
Oh, there's occasional yellow one, but you just go, why bother? It's red or nothing, really.
You feel like the guy with the yellow Ferrari probably also has a red one in the garage as well. You've got to have the red one first. After that, it's just showing off. Phil, Marcus, that I would be neglecting my web guy duties if I didn't mention this story this week.
You are all over the trends and things that are popular online. What's the latest?
Well, one of the biggest social platforms, websites really, YouTube.
Yeah, I like YouTube.
Yeah, we all know it. It's one of the big ones. A new YouTube world record.
For best video, tell us about it.
Most viewed video. So we have a video... it is now the most viewed of all time.
Talking what? Millions?
Higher.
Hundreds of millions?
Higher.
Oh, just tell us. This is
all right. Well,
off the Richter.
Let's look. what was the most viewed video was Gangnam Style film clip. You would remember that classic song.
Yep.
One for the ages.
One hit wonder.
Yeah, you'd have to say that. At this stage, you would have to say that. 2.8 billion views that video had had.
And this one's bigger.
Yeah. Just happened this week. Ticked over past 2.8 billion. So this one is now sitting at 2.9 billion.
Well, I can't wait any longer. Is it a...
You're not going to care.
Is it cats playing pianos or... Is it a novelty video or is it something different?
Well, you would think maybe it should be a novelty video, but it's another film clip. So obviously film clips or, you know, video clips for big songs are what's really racking up the views on YouTube. This is a song called See You Again by Wiz Khalifa, featuring Charlie Puth.
Now, I did have a quick listen to this. The song does sound familiar. And you said maybe it's linked to a movie which may have added to its popularity.
Yeah, we would maybe sample part of the song, but I don't think we would want to pay for it to play it. And
I'm not going to sing it.
You're not going to sing it. I'm not going to legally download it because, you know, I don't do that anymore. So Google it, I guess, if you don't know it. But it's one of those songs, yeah, everyone has heard it. If you've switched on a radio in the last 2 years, you've heard it. What was the question?
Yeah, linked to a movie.
Yeah, so it was part of Furious 7.
Furious 7, so that's the fast cars, action sort of movies.
Yeah, we used to, when I was a kid, it was known as Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
But that was 6 movies ago.
And I guess people, it sort of shows the scenes from the movie?
Yeah, so I guess it was on the soundtrack. It's like part of there are clips from the movie in there. Popular movie, popular song, all adding up to lots of views. The clip also it features the deceased actor from the movie, Paul Walker, who was famous for being in the movie.
I thought he died a couple of movies ago.
Well, yeah, I think he did, but he's popping up in this film clip.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Sort of like a, you know, it's the song's called See You Again. It does feel a bit of an emotional, it's a bit of a tearjerker perhaps. So you've got really famous song, really famous movie, an actor who's passed away that
very
was really popular.
Yeah.
This is all adding up to the, you know, a behemoth of a clip on YouTube, hence 2.9 billion views. Now, what's the first question you want to ask when you hear how many views a video's got? It's the first question anyone asks.
Did you make any money out of it?
Yep. Did you make money? How much money? Here's how it breaks down, pretty much. And I haven't done these sums. I've borrowed them from a reputable news source called the New York Post.
I thought you were... I thought I saw you with a big calculator crunching the numbers and abacus just sliding them across.
The only reason I've mentioned that is because if they're wrong, it's not my fault. Now, the basic YouTube costings go like this. You earn $10,000. That's not right.
For what?
That can't be right.
10,000 for what?
Pause. You earn $10 per 1,000 views.
Okay.
So not
too much to start off with.
Well, if I upload a video that got 1,000 views, I think you get 10 bucks. You feel like, well, okay. 1,000 views sounds pretty good on my scale. But 10 bucks, well, is it worth it? Anyway. If you're posting a video that's racked up a billion views, then at that pay rate, you've earned 10 mil.
No, really? 10 mil? I guess billion's a lot more than... Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they have had almost 3 billion views. So, what, they're looking at 30 mil. Now, but that's, I guess... But then that gets divided up, I guess, between a lot of people or different parties.
Who gives... I don't want to put you in a corner where you don't know the answer, but who gives the money and how do you get the money? So the people that have made this clip...
It's all paid by advertisers.
So they individually would send you a check or...
No. They pay YouTube money to advertise.
And then you'd get a check from YouTube?
Yeah, I think these guys would be getting a hand-delivered novelty giant-sized check delivered to the front door, probably with a big red bow tied around it.
Is this the future of video clips? Is are things like MTV and Rage just real dinosaurs of the past that if you wanted to make money, you advertise on YouTube for the latest video clip?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there was ever much advertising happening on Rage.
That's true. Well, some of the other video...
Quality ABC production.
Yeah, some of the other... Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, once you're hitting... It's not not everyone's going to be cashing in on this because, you know, look at the scale of 3 billion views. But at that point, yeah, you're making
But it's
good
not
money.
Like it... To me, it doesn't look like a high production video.
That's true.
No, let me rephrase it. It doesn't have any sort of amazing special effects, or it wouldn't have had... It probably seems like they might have lent on getting movie footage and stuff like that, which probably was a big cost, but apart from that...
But that is that's true of film clips. If you compare film clips now to in the 90s, late 90s, totally different. And basically this is... Artists will admit to this... Oh, and filmmakers would admit to this, that the budgets that they used to get to make a video clip were so, so much bigger than what they are now. Just, I guess, the economics of that industry have changed and all upheaval, you know, it's all turned on its head. But, yeah, they don't spend money on film clips now like they did when Limp Bizkit were in their prime.
So it's come full circle. Like, you look back at the video clips of the 70s and it's just different shots of the band playing... Yeah. On stage with a few sort of dissolves or blurry star sort of effects to quite good in the late 90s, 2000s. Yeah. Now back to that, and let's put it online instead of on TV.
That's how it works.
Web guy, you're a family man like myself.
Family
guy. I'm sure you do a bit of food shopping when the wife is unavailable. Would that be fair to say?
I've been to a supermarket.
Yeah, well, that's it. Now, Woolies has... introduced and or has announced they'll be phasing out single-use bags in the next 12 months. So obviously we saw the change from getting free plastic bags at supermarkets. Now they're saying we're not going to have them at all.
These are what the plastic ones you can buy if you turn up and you've forgotten your Hessian sacks.
Exactly. So at the moment they're giving out 3.2 billion of the bags still. I would have thought that figure would be much smaller, but I guess people are still using the old plastic ones.
Well, I don't get why they were selling those plastic ones in the first place. Like, it was such a big deal when the plastic bag was thrown out. You know, well, they were banned. It was a big thing. Like, no more plastic bags because they're ruining the world. And then, fair enough. We all wrap our head around that. You know, you got to suddenly get these special things. And then you turn up the supermarket and you can still get plastic bags. I've never understood what that was about anyway.
How do you go with the practice? Did you find the transformation from plastic bag to Hessian bags, the green bags? Or that's what I call them, even if they're different colours. But
yeah, even if they're red, it's still the green bag. I'll be honest, easiest thing I've ever had to do in my life. Like, what the hell? Like, what is the big deal? Like, it was easy to just get a few bags. And then what would be interesting is how long are you meant to keep them for? Like, is there some... At some point are you meant to... Well, I guess you should replace them, but I feel like I've probably kept a couple maybe a little longer.
The green bag?
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah, mine. Ours are looking very, very average. For some reason, our pet cat finds... You could buy Chloe the cat the most expensive bed from a pet shop, but what she prefers is like four or five of these bags stacked on top of each other on the kitchen bench, and that's her little... Really? Hideaway spot, yep. So that's one use for them.
On top of the kitchen bench?
Yeah, we've got a huge kitchen bench, but yeah, it's pretty unhygienic.
Are you okay with laying the cat on the kitchen bench?
Well, that's where it goes regardless, so...
Because we have a fairly new cat that likes to get on the kitchen bench.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm really trying to stamp it out.
Yeah, oh, it's a bad admission by me. The other... I find our bags are just had it. We just keep using them. There's stains on them. The little black bit of plastic at the bottom's all broken... But we stick with them because they're reusable. And
I do forget. Probably 50% of the time I forget to take them, though.
So you'll use plastic bags?
Well, you get to the supermarket and, forgot the bags. You get to the checkout and the person says, do you need some plastic bags, yes, please. They charge you, I don't know how much they are. Are they a dollar each or something?
Oh, no, not that.
50 cents?
Less, 10 cents, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I'm doing that all the time. So what? That's not going to be an option anymore.
No. Well, with Woolworths anyway, I guess other supermarkets may follow suit. Do you think people... I really embraced, as you did, the concept of let's go with the recyclable bags. Does this suggest, with 3.2 billion of them being used, that either people... It can't be everyone's forgetful. I think people were happy enough to keep using the plastic.
I think... So over 2 billion... So almost 3 billion of these bags are being sold.
3.2. Yep.
Every year. I reckon there's probably just like five guys who are just buying millions and millions every year.
Yeah, but I see it super... I reckon I would say every one in four people are like yourself. They go, oh, I've forgotten them. Throw them on there and I'll... Yeah. And do you use plastic bags? Can you reuse those plastic bags when you... Once again, I use them for collecting after my cat. So sleeps on the Hessian ones.
Yeah.
And then I collect... her doo-doo and put it in those.
I absolutely reuse the plastic bags. It still doesn't make me feel great though, because they still end up in landfill or something, don't they? Like, yeah, they are handy for, you know, cleaning up whatever, but the idea I had thought was to completely eliminate them, but who knows.
How about other shops? I find most shops, baby stores, department stores like Meijer, they all give you a plastic bag. They throw them out like nobody's business. There's not really a strong feeling of condemnation about using plastic bags, are there?
That's a good point. There are plenty of other places that hand out the plastic bags. Maybe we need to do... There needs to be some kind of shame campaign so that... You feel as embarrassed about carrying a plastic bag around as you know, as what people do possibly smoke. Now if they're going for a smoke. Yeah, exactly. That's how we fix everything. We need an ad campaign.
That's it. In the meantime, I'm going to go home and shoo my cat off the kitchen bench. I feel ashamed.
Spray with water. That's the hot tip.